put it together. Yes, team all three. Let's go. One, two, three. Team. Let's go.
Welcome back, Texans Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu, joined now by Nate Washington. All right.
Thank you.
Welcome to the program. Happy Halloween. Is that a Halloween theme?
This is the pregame. Let's call it that. This is the pregame for the warm-up for the Halloween.
Is that what you were for Halloween as a kid?
No. I think I used maybe the same Halloween outfit the whole time I was young. Whatever blazer my mom could find in the closet and whatever hat to send me on my way.
You're like a little old man for Halloween every year.
Man.
Very resourceful.
Whatever I could do.
Speaking of pregame, we saw a little clip of you doing the pregame huddle.
Right.
And I've seen you do that before several games. All right, what are the elements of a good pregame huddle speech?
Just from the heart. You got to speak from the heart. You know, a lot of these speeches can become rehearsed sometimes when you're the only guy talking in the middle of the huddle. You know, I think sometimes JJ gets in the middle of the huddle and he looks around for somebody else to speak because he knows, you know, it can kind of get repetitive. So, you know, just to speak from the heart, you know, try to make sure that you're telling the team whatever it is on your mind and hope that they can understand where you're coming from and give them a little bit of enthusiasm and energy towards the beginning of the game.
Nate, you're playing against your former team. So what is that like for you?
Oh, it's energetic, you know. I think a lot of people expect the whole rivalry thing to come in effect when you leave, you know. But at this point, you know, right now in our season and at the point of where we're trying to get to, you know, I totally avoid all of the prerequisites of trying to make them feel bad. I don't care about that. You know, it's more so focused on our job, you know, more so focused on us as the Texans playing the type of football that we expect to play.
All right, this time last year you were with the Titans, and then you played the Steelers, also your former team, and you did have a touchdown in that game. So it's got to be a little bit special, though. Those you get to see your former teammates, former coaches, and you get to see them before the game, and then to have a big play like that against your former team, it's got to be a little extra special, right?
It'll definitely be gratifying to have a W and a good game on Sunday. You know, you always want to play well against your former team. You know, we become bonded as families when we're in these locker rooms. You know, so a lot of those guys are still my brothers. A lot of those guys I still look to for advice. You know, I still talk to my old coach when I can, you know, Sean Jefferson, because he gives me such great personal life advice, you know. So I try to stay in contact with those guys, and I still talk to them a lot. So it definitely would be gratifying to go out there and, I guess, have a good game and get a dub from it.
Now, was your first career catch in the AFC Championship game?
Yes, it was.
For the Steelers?
Yes, definitely. Most horrible route I've ever run in my life.
You caught it, though.
Yeah, I caught it. I caught it, but I was so nervous at the time. You know, I had just been playing that playoffs. I only played in three regular season games throughout the year. I was on a 53-man roster, but I didn't have any action.
Right.
And here we get to the AFC Championship, and it's 3rd and 9. And the specific play that they call is directed towards me. I know the ball is coming. And I was supposed to run a 9-yard out, and I think it ended up being like a 14-yard banana. So, yeah, it was definitely good. I was just happy to catch the ball and move the sticks.
All right, so your wide receiver teammates call you the OG because you're a veteran. I don't want to say the O word, but you're like the veteran.
Yeah.
So do you like dispense a lot of advice to like DeAndre Hopkins and Cecil and these guys?
I try to give them everything that I know. You know, a lot of these guys are, especially when you're young, you're just naturally talented. You know, so if you can put the technical parts of the route running and being a receiver, if you can put those things into that thing, a lot of these guys will be amazing. You know, I think DeAndre's natural playmaking ability will separate him from anybody else in the league in itself. And he does such an awesome job of working hard and making sure that he's giving everything throughout these days of practice and when he gets to the game, you know. So it's very rare that you can catch him slipping. But, you know, when I do, I try to make sure that I give him and Cecil and Chandler and Keith and Jalen and all those younger guys any bit of advice that I can give them in order to help them push forward in their careers.
All right, we got to ask about the key to the city. You have not one but two keys to cities.
Yes.
Toledo.
Yes.
And Tiffin.
Yes, I do.
And you were how old?
I was 21 years old when I got those keys to the city.
Both of them.
Yes, it was the off season after my rookie year. We just had won the Super Bowl, and both of those cities were ecstatic. I was actually the first one to bring home a Super Bowl in both of those cities, so they were ecstatic, and they definitely still behind me.
All right, Nate Washington is with us. We got a little competition for you coming up. You up for this?
All right, I'll
try. All right, we'll do it. He's coming up. Texans Late Night. Nate Washington stays with us.